Good evening, everybody. It is Friday, June 23rd, 2017, and you are listening to Three Geeks Senate. The Senate is now in session. Hi, I'm Brian J. Cano.
And my name is Paul Bradford.
And I'm Robert Buxar.
There he is.
All right.
All right. All right.
So everyone can hear everyone and everyone's on. This is amazing.
This is good. How's the sound quality? Good? Good?
This is not Skype. This is just three cans tied by a string.
That's what it is.
We got to pull the string so that the sound is better.
Honestly, it's lesser quality than I've heard come from you before.
Classic dick bird.
Yeah. Dude, what was it? Oh, it was last week when we were camping. I said something about a dick bird. And I was like, the classic. Yeah, it was the fucking dick. It was the bird that was being a dick. Yeah, it was literally being a dick. It was chirping at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. It wouldn't shut up.
Classic dick bird.
Yeah, it was classic dick bird.
He was the dick bird.
That was literally, if I could have gotten a picture of that bird, he would have been the mascot.
The dick bird.
I think along with this, we should just re-release the album cover, Brian.
Yeah.
re-release.
We might have to redo the album cover.
Yeah, because we need a Paul in
Paul's
there.
Not in it.
Yeah,
Paul's standing behind it. He's on the other side of the door that we can't get
through. Or what
someone's
you do is
taking the photo.
Just do a horrible Photoshop of Paul. Made a horrible photo. Like, you could blatantly tell he wasn't there.
You should just do that with all three of us. Oh, my God.
Right.
You should just have, like we're all just, I don't know, yeah. Just like, get
unapologetically
some random
bad
background.
We're going to have to start a band, and the band is just called Bad Photoshop.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what the album
should
be called.
I kind of like that.
No, that's the Dick Bird album.
File not found.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And we could have, Era 404.
Yes, Era 404. That's a good one, too.
What other albums could we have?
What is it? A Corrupted File?
Yeah, Syntax Era.
Syn. Ooh, that was a good one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Or you just call one song EULA, User in License Agreement. What's this song about EULA?
EULA.
Abort, cancel, retry.
Control, alt, delete.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. We're talking like 30 years of albums here.
Good thing we're recording this. We need this.
We should probably rename this podcast to Tangent Men, because all three of us are just, we're out in the weeds.
This
sometimes
is where we can, now we're in the woods.
Classic Dick Bird.
Who's seen Wonder Woman yet?
Not yet.
Have we all seen it?
No, not yet.
No, not Brian.
I'm behind on like everything.
Yeah, not going to ruin it.
At least cinematically.
I'm going to tell you right now, I took one for the team, guys, and I saw Transformers.
I still want to see it. I know it's going to be shit, but I want to see it.
Yeah. It is a big screen movie.
Reviews. Yeah,
apparently
it's
got zero stars.
That's impressive.
just for the fact you got zero stars?
Just because I've seen it, that made me laugh really hard.
So wait, who gave it zero stars?
Actually, honestly, I don't remember, but like, I was going through like Facebook and all the social media and everything, and it just happened to be this headline that I read that amazingly, it got zero stars.
Oh my God.
Like, what?
It wasn't even. It was like Bill from West Virginia. I give it zero stars, man.
Hey, shit. I mean, it's probably just as valid as us doing it. So.
Well, let's Bill see, was, from West Virginia.
No, was the reviewer? Be honest. Was the reviewer Megatron?
Right.
Did he give it zero stars?
I'll get you, Prime.
It's like, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, that movie by the Lonely Island, Pop Star, Never Stopping.
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it, but I want to see it.
It's funny. Well, it's a mockumentary for music, and
right.
He has got an album coming out, and he's like, all right, let's go on and see what people thought of the new album. And like Rolling Stone gave it the shit emoji. He's like, out of four stars, they gave it the shit emoji.
Which, incidentally, in the Emoji movie is Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Really?
I
haven't seen the Emoji. How did you come to see the Emoji movie?
No.
It's in Billboards.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be just as big a flop as the freaking Angry Birds movie, but still.
Oh, yeah. But it's got Sir Patrick Stewart.
It does have
Sir
Patrick Stewart as the poop emoji.
As the poop emoji.
But that's what's so fantastic. He just.
This is a man who's done one-man plays. He's done a one-man Christmas Carol. He's done serious things. And the poop emoji.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
That is range.
I mean, he's very big with Seth MacFarlane, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he's...
Yeah, he's still in the Family Guy? Not Family Guy. Yeah. American Dad.
He's in Family Guy as well.
He's done Family Guy. He's done American Dad. Yeah. He was the narrator in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
He's Joe's daughter's voice. The voice inside her head.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in Family Guy. He's actually the voice of Joe's daughter.
I hate to say it, but I mean, I think I mentioned this to you guys before. Like, Family Guy has become like Simpsons to me. It's been on long enough that I don't care.
Like, I'll watch it here and there, but it's like I couldn't even tell you what the last like continuity episode.
It's
was
lost its
song.
Edge, but
I mean, I didn't even know they were still making the Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons technically is still on.
They are.
Yeah,
it's one of the longest running cartoon.
They'll make like five a year just to kind of keep that record, I guess. And
yeah,
oh, if they're just specials,
I think they actually do have full seasons though.
Do they have seasons?
Yeah, yeah, I think they have a full like 20, you know, full 20 plus episodes.
How?
That's what I was wondering.
I don't know. Same way South Park still does.
Well, I switched off South Park. After
well, South Park, the last two
like
seasons,
fourth, season.
They've gone, right. They've gone kind of, they've mirrored reality. And the great thing about South Park that I used to love, they put the episode together in a week. So anything that's current, you will see on there. And it's biting sarcasm. But with the last two seasons and our election and being everything that it was with Trump and all that nonsense, the mirroring of that reality just was too depressing. It's like, can we just get back to funny stuff that they used to do? Like, enough with this. We're living it.
To be honest, I mean, that's kind of why I got turned off of The Walking Dead a little bit. You know, it's like I lost a little bit. It's like it just felt like it was too... Like, I was dealing with, like seeing bullies and stuff like that in reality, and then you have Negan, who was kind of the same thing. Just like, I can take whatever the fuck I want, you know? And, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to, I'm
honestly,
not trying
the
to get
last...
political, but that's kind of what the same thing.
Well, the last episode I saw of The Walking Dead was when Morgan showed up again in Arcadia.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I haven't seen any of them. It's just the whole Negan thing. Bored me.
Yeah,
like just the
commercials. Negan was just
for
a
it.
Bad. Like maybe he's great in the comics, and everybody has this liking for him.
Right.
But I mean, I for one, I don't enjoy the character.
Well, he's a charismatic. Well, people love the actor because he plays the father.
Right.
On Supernatural.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I like him as an actor. Just
and honestly,
like
he is kind of a the way that he's portrayed. And again, I haven't read the comics, so for the past 2 years before this, everyone's like, Negan's coming, and I'm like, what does this mean? I don't care. But now that he's here,
meant nothing to me.
He's, I mean, for me, I still watch the show. It was a hard season.
Too.
It was a hard season to get through because our heroes had no hope.
Oh yeah, it started out with no hope.
And it was pretty much no hope up until that last episode.
Right, which kind of felt like it brought it back. But, I mean, I'm being honest. There's an episode in that season that I missed. I couldn't tell you where it was. And I was okay. Because as long as Negan wasn't in the episode, I was like, all right, I'll make an effort to watch it. But I missed an episode with him in it. And I was like, I'm good.
It doesn't even feel like you've missed an episode.
Right, but once it reached that point with me, and as soon as I felt that, I was like, I'm going to tell you. The one thing about that season that really got under my skin, and it's stupid, but I have a thing. I mean, this show has a huge budget. Biggest show. Does anybody recall the horrible CGI deer that was in when they were
on social media?
Because immediately after it, I was tweeting, and I was like, one of the things I enjoy doing, which I do it intentionally so I can interact, like just get out of my shell. Is I'll tweet along, you know.
I do see you tweeting during The Walking Dead, and even though it distracts me from watching the show, I'll see your tweets from time to time.
But I like to vaguely comment on stuff.
Vague booking.
Right, because I don't want to give anything away.
But
when I do that, it's like, but there was this thing with this deer, and it showed that, and I was like, that deer looks like they just took a cell, like an old school cell image of a deer, and just laid it over the picture. It didn't even look like it, like they even tried to put it there, but it was focal point of, it had the camera's attention. Like it was straight on it. It wasn't like a secondary, like it was, and it looked bad.
They've had a couple
retweet after retweet after retweet. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm not the only one that realized.
They have had a couple of bad CGI moments in this past season, but I guess, you know, it's one of those things that they do have a lot of money. It's a show about zombies, and we accept everything that, you know, is thrown at us, and it's been pretty good. Like, I kind of forgive those shots, and especially when it comes to animals.
Right.
Like, I don't mind them using CGI, leave real animals alone.
That's fine. No, I'm cool with that. But I'm just talking about the quality of it was very subpar.
Like, the CGI, like, I guess they blew their budget.
If it was just off in the background, sure. Maybe it hadn't been CGI. It could have been an actual image of a deer that they took.
Just a really awkward deer.
Right. Anyway, I don't want to get stuck on that one. But that was one of the things I was like, God.
Because the tiger looks good.
The tiger, it's like, that's where they took all the budget. They
yes,
took
exactly.
All the CGI budget went, tiger.
Oh, man.
I can't remember what the tiger's name is, though.
I think it's Shiva.
Shiva.
It's either, is it Shiba with a B or Shiva with a V?
I think it's probably Shigan.
Shigan.
Shut up.
Shigan.
Rare.
Just shut it. That's appropriate, though.
Tigra.
But see, that would be something. When are we going to see a live action Thundercats movie?
I was going to say Tigro.
There was supposed to be one, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was talks about. I'll tell you what, though.
I think Vin Diesel was going to be like Panther.
That's actually a good choice.
I could see that.
That would be amazing with his voice.
That would be good. Yeah.
Right.
And he could, the entire movie, he could be like, I am Panther. And that's the only line he says.
I am Panther.
I am Panther.
Now you're Dr. Claw.
No. That's
I'll get you next time.
Yeah.
That's a good
time.
That's good. You're gonna need a lozenge for that? You're gonna need like a breath mint or something? That sounds like it hurts.
Every time I do that.
he just pulled up the Welker thing in my head, but
totally.
Going back to the Transformers movie, I'm not gonna give it away if you're actually gonna see it.
Yeah. Let's steer away from that.
Right.
So until both Paul and I see it.
We can talk about that later after you all see it.
But, I mean, I've been behind on all the movies. I know you guys have seen, like, Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. You've seen, like, I know, Paul, you saw The Mummy?
Yes, I saw The Mummy.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
Thumbs up.
But
thumbs down.
Finally, I'm catching up with you guys.
Okay.
I finally saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm most happy with it.
Well, at least that's one that we've all synced up on now.
Okay, so we can actually talk about something.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I'm weeks behind, but you know, as far as a sequel goes, I dug it. There were a couple, you know, issues I had, and Rob, I know you and I talked about this before.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it was just like it just a couple of things with the movie and the flow of it, a little bit. But I mean, overall, I mean, the movie itself was fantastic. It's Marvel
at its
high point.
Yes.
You know, that's them, you know, kind of, that's them and their elements and stuff like that. But I had, you know, with some caveats, of course. It's just, I don't know, just the over fan service and things, a few things.
Okay.
Not completely.
I think what we need to touch on the fact that you're wrong. But,
yeah.
You know,
come on now. It's like, well, everybody's allowed to have a wrong opinion once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
I am Panther.
So this is your week. Okay.
Mm. I am Panther.
That's we're just we're gonna that's where this episode's gonna go. Brian is now Panther.
I am Panther. Although I gotta say, just as a closing to the Thundercats thing, like I know we've talked about Voltron before. We've talked about some of our childhood favorites, but Thundercats you can't watch now because the animation is good, but the scripts don't hold up. Like, I'm embarrassed watching Thundercats. Have you seen it recently?
No, just because I fear that it would be that way.
Oh, it is.
Mumra and all that.
There was a remake that they did. It was
they were trying to revive it
a few years ago on Cartoon Network. I thought I enjoyed it.
Oh, that sounds familiar. I don't think I saw it.
It wasn't like the original. Don't get me wrong. But I was enjoying it. And I wanted to see where the story went, but they killed it.
Right.
And I mean, I would have been interested in continuing the story.
I mean, it was like, in some respects, the original kind of had like a He-Man-ish quality to it because they didn't think too hard about the names. It was like Lizard Man and Beast Man and
Mumra, the Ever-Living.
And they all talked like this.
It's
the overacting was embarrassing. But as a kid, you didn't realize it.
Yeah.
snarf, 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 snarf.
Yeah,
snarf.
An annoying, I remember seeing, annoying I kind an of like trainee character. You had Snarf, which was the Orko of their set.
Right. Right. And you had Wile E. Kit, Wile E. Cat. They were the kids.
Which was the funny thing was Phil they and were Lil.
The, but they were the same age as Lion-O, but due to some weird freak aging thing, Lion-O actually aged. Remember, he was a kid when he landed on Thundera.
Well, he played the Zoltar machine, and he said he just wants to be big.
I just want to be big.
I recall that.
Yeah, he made a weird wish.
That was in the first episode.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you missed the whole when he went and joined. He went and worked for the toy company.
Well, it was when Jaga took him to the carnival on Thundera. Right. You know that happened.
Yes.
Well, Jaga you can't prove otherwise. Obi-Wan. Jaga was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
Oh, he was? Oh.
Jaga won Kenobi. Totally.
Right. Right.
I don't know why I'm pulling
all
this.
The piano scene is probably my favorite.
What?
Yes. When. When Lion-O and his boss are dancing on the piano.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The white tux was a bit.
I got it. Shot. I got it. I'm back on track.
Hey, we had to draw you another map.
Oh my god.
That was a curveball. I was just like, what that the was... fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Hey, ironically though, just you know.
Did you say erotically?
No, that was. I said nothing of the sort.
You said erotic.
Erotically, the drawings and the muscles and the glistening and the
right.
No,
the tassels. Go on.
Although Chitara, kind of back as a kid, kind of you know she was skimpily clad. You did notice her, and even though she was a cartoon, you're like, hey,
they always put that in there.
What's going on here?
They knew the kid demographic, and it was the 80s.
Yes,
yeah. In the 80s, sex sells. It didn't matter if they were trying to do it to kids. Or what they were trying to
there was another dude, wasn't there?
Oh, there's plenty of dudes, but there's only
one
girl.
There's dudes everywhere. It's just like Smurfette. There's always one female.
No. Well, yeah, but she was created by Gargamel, wasn't she, Smurfette?
Yes, she was.
Oh, wait, how did we get to the Smurfs?
Only one out of 100 Smurfs.
Whoa. Yeah. How did we get from Thundercats to the Smurfs?
It's irrelevant.
I don't know. How did
it's
you
irrelevant.
Do that,
there are three. There were three apples.
There's no elephants in this.
Smurfy. 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 Smurf Village.
Jeez, you would have smurfed that one right up.
Wow. All
right, anyway, so we're going back to Chitara now.
Chitara,
yeah. Okay. But there was another dude. There was Panthra.
Well, there's plenty of dudes. There's Tigra.
No, there wasn't really.
There was Tigra. Panthro.
Oh, Tigra? No, yeah. Tigra was...
Yeah, he had the bolo whip.
Yeah. Chitara, yeah, that's it.
Chitara.
Yeah.
I always liked the bolo whip, though. I thought it was a cool weapon. But then you had
Panthro
with
the... Yeah, because that's good for lion taming.
Right, but then you had Panthro with the claw nunchucks.
That was cool, and he had the tank. The
and he was
the...
blue. Yeah.
The battle cat? No,
actually,
that's
he kind of reminds me now of Drax.
Battle cat, that's right. The tank, the thunder tank, I think
Maybe?
It was.
Thunder tank?
Thunder tank.
Oh, yeah, the giant with the claws.
Right,
yeah.
And it popped up and it shot the missiles. Yeah, my brother still has it.
If you run it across the floor, I think the claws like lift
right,
up.
Right, they do. You go for it, you hit the button on the back, and then the whole back opened up, and then the big gun turret popped out.
Big gun
out.
Turret. That's
it was like a big. It was like a like an early Roomba. You just you know run right along.
Before we go way off track, let's go back to
what
Guardians
do you mean
of the
way
Galaxy.
Off track? Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry, but it's usually me that takes us there. So you saw Guardians of the Galaxy finally.
So like we know it happened. A couple of months to maybe a year in the timeline after the first Guardians.
Right.
And in that time, we've had other films in the MCU happening. But just sticking with the Guardians, that opening scene of them doing a job and Groot dancing, lots of fun.
It was very fun.
Lots of fun.
This is where me and you have talked about this before. We feel that...
yes, let's do
very
it.
Very much, it was overkill. Like, it was too much fan service. Like... I think the Groot stuff, what people found fantastic about it was that it was unexpected in the first one. And everybody loved it because it was just this special moment that nobody, you know, we were just having on screen and suddenly it was just this thing. Then in this movie, they just took and expounded upon it. And now you have, here's a ton of it, here's a ton of it, here's a ton of it, here's a ton. Not that I didn't enjoy it, but but it lost some of its specialness.
It's like, hey, everybody,
it was
baby
like
girl.
It was just
we're
too
gonna have
much,
figures and we're gonna have Funko
right,
Pops
and that's what I felt like it was for. Now, but also finding out later, and since it's been on Facebook and other places on the interwebs, that James Gunn actually did the
yeah, that's him dancing.
A dancing for the Baby Groot, which I thought was kind of neat.
That's
You know, I don't know how you feel about that, Paul, but me and Brian had talked about that in a small amount previously about how much the fan service kind of detracted from it a little bit in just those moments.
Was it just me? Like, even though the plot, the A story was about Quill and his father, Ego coming and finding him, I felt like we didn't get a lot of Peter Quill. I felt like...
It wasn't. No, there wasn't.
It was very much Drax. I'm going to tell you, that was a Drax-heavy movie.
Drax won that whole, like, he was hilarious. But here's the thing, that whole story, the whole movie was not about Peter Quill. It was not about, it wasn't about Gamora. It wasn't about her sister.
It was about the Guardians of the Galaxy.
It was about every single one. It was actually very deliberately about each character. Yondu. It shows his history, his past, his present, and then his, you know, his inevitable, the whole...
Oh my god, dude, change, Sylvester Stallone, know.
I knew he was in it, but I didn't know what capacity he was in it. Now, those characters... Yeah, I was going to say, those characters are the original Guardians of the Galaxy.
At the end, right?
In the Marvel universe, there was an original Guardians of the Galaxy, and that is who those characters are.
Yeah.
In the comic books, they're the original Guardians.
That little group, they were the original Guardians.
I don't know those characters' names.
No.
I can't speak to that.
The crystal guy, I do know that was the guy who played Lex Luthor in Smallville.
Yes.
Yep, yeah, Michael Rosenbaum.
Rosenbaum, that's it.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Well, they got some pretty, I guess, relatively big actors to play those characters that are on screen for like two seconds in the after credits.
Because everyone wants to be part of Marvel.
They do. And actually, did you notice?
I didn't notice this.
I know Rob didn't notice it, but Paul, did you notice? Because obviously we stayed till the very end of the credits.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, let me hang on. Stop. I bet you I know what you're going to say.
Go for it.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
I knew it. Yeah. I was like, wait, why is he in this?
Yeah.
And then, because Sonya was like, because he was in the movie. I went, no, he wasn't. He was in the trailer before the movie.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, I missed it.
Jeff Goldblum, and Howard the Duck as well.
So that's an Easter egg, hey guys, you know.
They brought Howard the Duck back again.
He did, definitely.
Yeah.
But so all right, so going back, you know, like just in the movie and working its way through it, I mean, I thought they did an excellent job of developing each character.
Right.
And giving us more. Go ahead.
You were saying here that there was a lot of Baby Groot, right? Here's the...
I don't mean that there was a lot of... It's good to have Baby Groot in there, because Baby Groot's Baby Groot. It's the actions. It's the things Groot. That were... It was the all moments.
But he was because he was essentially a preschooler. I mean, he was like a four-year-old.
Right.
You know? And so he's jumping around. So they're constantly... Everyone was watching after him, trying to look after, make sure he's safe, trying not to let him eat bugs, and, you know, ultimately everyone was trying to make sure was safe, but he was, I am Groot.
I am Groot.
And the dancing and all that. I mean, for starters, it started off with one of my most favorite songs from one of my most favorite bands.
ELO
is literally my favorite band in the world. I've got every single album of theirs on vinyl.
You know,
I love that, and that Mr. Blue Sky comes from the Out of the Blue album, which I have on blue vinyl. It's again one of my most favorite albums. But ultimately, I'm already in, and then they do the dancing Groot, and they have all the people jumping around. They have Drax thinking that he's the one who saved everybody, and you know the character. Drax.
It was definitely a good way to reintroduce you to the character. Like, hey. God, I've missed these guys.
Right. It was just fantastic the way the character, they're on screen, you see them doing their thing, you see their chemistry in a dysfunctional, fantastic way.
Right, like when Gamora pulls out the gun.
Right, like, he's like, you're doing the gun thing now?
I thought yours was like the swordy slice thing. And
I'm thinking
know.
Though, like, all right, when I just went to Ireland recently and I came back, and on the plane back, The flight didn't have a lot of movies. It just had a couple of channels, and on one of the channels was Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
Yes.
I just replayed it over and over. So I watched it literally three times in a row.
Oh wow.
And I was satisfied every time I saw it.
Yes.
And I felt like there was a lot of motion in the first movie. There's a lot of adventure, and you were traveling to different places. And I felt the second one, we got to Ego's planet and we kinda stayed there. And I felt like come on, there's got to be something else. And it bummed me the hell out that Kurt Russell was a bad guy in whatever capacity you take that.
Right.
But Kurt Russell, like, God, I love
it. And then we just didn't move around, and I felt like, you know what this was to me? This was like an odd-numbered Star Trek movie. Like, it was good, but it was like an episode.
See, that's the thing. Like, go ahead.
I disagree with that. I think this had a lot more. Bearing in mind, we
this is good because we agreed too much. So, like, let's have an agreement.
And now we need a debate.
Good, because here's the thing: we all went into the Avengers knowing something about the characters. We all knew about who Iron Man was, and we all know Spider-Man, and we all know who Captain America is. But how many people really knew who the Guardians were?
Nope.
Not many.
Didn't know.
So we went into the first one not having a clue. So what the second one did is what the first movies of all the other ones did. It gave us those backstories. It gave us all that character. And it stayed away from the Infinity Stones because that's where everything's heading. So we
that
had to
good.
Take that step back.
That I did appreciate, yes.
And they have to have... Like, that's the only time we're ever going to see Baby Groot now. That's it. We saw Teenage Groot, and that had to be done because...
Well, actually, he's not even Teenage Groot.
Well, that
James Gunn said he was more... I hate this phrase. Tween.
Oh, really?
But he's not a teenager yet.
Yeah,
maybe
Groot is
done. Next time we see Groot, he's going to be full-size because he has to fight the Hulk.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, Groot.
You know that, right?
No.
Anyway, okay, so basically Groot has to be full size because he's going to be fighting Hulk at some point. So maybe that's Infinity Wars. That's why we're not going to have Baby Groot anymore. That's why we're probably not going to have
Unless he destroys himself again.
This is the whole thing. Like, this is him building up now. He is a frickin' member of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
He didn't say frickin'. Ultimately, like, what's happening now is that Groot is being grown. He's growing, you know, as one of them, and you know he's. I mean, I guess he must have some form of the personality he had before, but he's also being sort of molded, so to speak. You know, but he will go up against Hulk at some point. So he has to be full size by the time we see him next.
Now, is this speculation or is this based off of something?
It's a bit of both.
Okay.
It's just curious. It's based on stories, the original comic books. It's also based on things that James Gunn has sort of hinted at, as well as the fact I read all those things about, you know, what the characters would have been like and all this sort of, you know, those things that you see up on Facebook and stuff like that. I read a lot of those websites where they compare the movies to the comics and things like that.
Right. Because the comic does not line up with the movie at all.
No, I read the comic.
I was reading the comic a year before the movie came out, the first one, and it did not track.
No, not at all. But this is James Gunn's version of it, and I read a lot of the James Gunn's interviews, and because I think what also done it is the fact that one of my shirts, the Dalek shirt that Michael Rooker has of mine.
Right, right.
James Gunn retweeted that last year. Well, I guess it was more when first Guardians. He retweeted the picture of Michael Rooker, as well as the fact Michael Rooker retweeted it as well, put it on his Twitter and everything, the picture of him. And so I was like, oh my God, he actually looks at this stuff and he actually talks to the fans and he actually does. I mean, you look at the stuff and he will go back and forth. He'll troll some people because it's funny as shit.
Right.
But he ultimately, like, there's different things that he is very interactive with the fans, and this is his visions of stuff, and you know that's why they pulled him in on the Infinity Wars as well. So he's going to have his contribution, and it's going
to
be fantastic.
So Paul, I need you to get back to. I think we tangented off because I said this one felt like an odd numbered Star Trek movie.
Yes.
You disagreed, but I don't think we got to the why. So get back to why this second one was great.
It was because it actually gave us the characters that we didn't really know.
Right.
Right. So right now, because you didn't know who the hell Yondu was, but at the end of Guardians 2, you felt sad.
Yeah.
You felt like, oh my God, now you've got that emotional connection. They've done that within two movies of people we never knew anything about.
But they did this, and so going back to, because you're talking about the end, which is where the jumping off point started for me with this, is just like this movie did something for me that a lot of movies don't. They explored the
emotional, like the depth of, and they made you feel it, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching it and I'm sitting there. And so the whole scene, and you know, of course, if anybody hasn't seen it and they're listening to this now, spoilers. This
spoiler
is what happens
alert.
At the end.
Oh,
what happens
too
at
late
the end.
Now. It's been weeks.
But so
some weeks.
I mean,
you've
whole,
had your chance.
Whole, yeah. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. I mean, that's just such a fantastic
yes.
scene. But so
oh,
that,
it's great. Those
but
references.
When he goes into space and he puts the breather
suit.
On Quill.
Yep.
And that moment said. So, however they emoted or whatever process they had to go through to make that scene, I'm sitting there watching the scene and, you know, I have a tear and I'm going to straight up be honest with, I mean, I had one tear go down my face and I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm like, normally I can keep that stuff in check.
Hmm.
And then I'm watching it. So then when he dies and then they, and as
the
it's
arrow.
Going on, dude, next I'm sitting there and unknowingly, I'm just, and I'm ugly crying, just straight up, like just tears.
I remember it being
sad.
I just
tears, just
I forget exactly how that led up to it, but I just remember thinking about the first movie. I'm like, oh yeah, they survived in space because Quill did this with Gamora in the first one, and they had enough time to, you know, make things happen.
But it was whatever, however. Like, it was something special that they did with that. Like, just their the portrayal and how, like I said, how they put that emotion in there.
Yeah,
and then even the scene where they take, where they put him in there and then they give him the Reaver, you know, burial.
Send off.
Send off. My God, man, just that even expand, it just made it even more. And I'm just, I'm serious, like, I've just got full-on tears coming down my face. And I'm just, like, just feeling this huge connection to this movie. And I've not had that. I've had that with a couple of things recently. And normally,
last
like,
time,
if I get overjoyed with something like Jurassic World when they go and release, and like, they're going for the T-Rex.
Yeah. The T-Rex.
And I had this
yeah.
moment where I overloaded with joy that next thing I just clench up and I'm like, next thing I've got tears coming down my face. It's just because that's how my body reacted.
See, I mean,
to
I definitely
it.
Enjoyed the movie, don't get me wrong. But,
I
think maybe because, and this is the curse of all sophomore movies, the sophomore slump, is that you expect the lightning in a bottle from the first one, and when you don't get it, you're like, oh, alright, I think maybe I went into it expecting something else, because the first one was such a roller coaster ride for me. I'm like, wow! And again, with those new characters that you love now, because they did such a great job on the first one.
Right. But the first scene of it, they're fighting some great big monster with the backing
cool.
track, and
right.
like, you know, and then as soon as they do that, they get their reward, and they And obviously, Rocket's gone and stolen shit. So now, you know, they're flying away, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom! They're in another aerial battle now, and they're trying to get away.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, this one-inch man saves them, and then they have to go through these warps, and then they go.
And that's what I was just thinking about when Rocket makes the jump, and he's like, "How many jumps do we have to make?" And I can't remember how many jumps it is, but they're like, "Oh my God!"
It's like 300. I don't know if it's 300 or 700, but
it
it's just, yeah. I mean, you know, he's like, of course you can't make more than 7 jumps. Well, we're doing 374 or something.
Right.
He's
we're
like,
doing
oh
it.
My God. Yeah, and their faces are all distorted. And I mean, there was a lot of fun with it, but there was also like, you know, there was that whole, the action just did keep coming. I mean, you know, we gone from there, we crashed the ship, we've got the Ravagers, they're
right.
now going after them. And then you got Rocket bouncing from tree to tree, you've got the whole...
Which felt like a Yoda moment, that felt like Yoda in Revenge
it was
in
a
Clone Wars.
Get out.
No, but I'm talking about when Yoda
that,
was fighting Dooku and he's
that was stupid. No, that
shut
was
up.
Stupid.
That just
whole
shut up.
That them walking away with his walking stick again.
It
that
was
the most
no,
ridiculous.
I'm just saying it was a fantastic
thing.
Seeing Dooku. The guy, the small guy, the underdog, take everybody out.
Hey, that was the first time we saw him with a lightsaber.
Never been an underdog.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
He's never been an underdog. He's basically like one of the most strongest Jedis out there.
But
and
that
yet,
was the thing. It was the first time it was portrayed, and we can start it. I actually have affinity for
I mean,
the
you're
first.
Definitely reminding me of the action of the movie, but I think when I left, I was focused on the, hey, we've been on this planet for most of the movie.
Right.
But that's why they bounced to the other stuff. So you were looking at, so, okay, they, you,
but the
got
planet
this
was
dad
the
thing.
Villain, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
The planet was the bad guy, but that's ego. You can't get around that. That's what it was
right.
in the comics, and that's what it is, you know. But ultimately, though, you had the dad, you know, the whole, you know, getting to know his dad. But then you also had Gamora and
Nebula. Which was a great connection.
She then grabs that gun and she lifts that thing and she's shooting the shit out of her. I thought that was fantastic. And then you got, you know, that whole, so you got that bond now and the whole, you know, the fact that they were fighting for so long and she just wanted to win because Thanos forced them to fight and was replacing a robotic arm. And you had that, oh, now you feel sorry for her now.
Right.
And, you know, you had all that. And then the point where, like, oh, well, I mean, you know, Quill, okay, so all this time he wanted his dad, and then, you know, he says the whole, you know, and it killed me to put the tumor in her head, and as soon as he put two and two together, it's bang, 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 you killed my mom.
Yeah.
You know? And he just forgot about everything
just went. And then you had the big where one of them's turning into a rock and the other one turns into Pac-Man. Fucking brilliant. And then when he says he can make statues out so he can change the planet or anything, oh my god, there's going to be some really weird shit. You know, he the whole thing was brilliant. I mean, they had the emotion, they had the fun, they had, and Drax through the whole thing, because we already had Drax backstory in the first one.
But he was so dry in the first one. This one, he was like,
He was the
comedy relief.
It was the do me, and oh my god, you must be so embarrassed. And it was the, you know, everything about him and how, you know, his whole faking throwing up because she repulses him and everything, and you know, it was great. But then you had her story as well, you know, the maggot woman. I can't remember their names now.
Mantis? You talking about Mantis?
Mantis. You know, you've got more characters now.
Right.
You know, and
then we haven't even touched it. I cannot remember the race. The gold people?
Oh, the Sovereign.
Oh, the Sovereign. Adam.
I
didn't see that. Like, I don't know why I didn't see that coming, but it caught me off guard when she goes, I've created the perfect, you know, the next one, Adam. I'm like, Adam Warlock! Finally! We got him, of course.
That's
going to
go up against Strange, right?
Thanos. He is kind of the opposite of Thanos. He's Adam Warlock, but he... I forget exactly how he starts, but he eventually becomes the leader of the Infinity Watch. And with Gamora and Drax and some of them, they each are guardians of an individual Infinity gem to keep it from getting united to the Gauntlet like it did during the Infinity War.
See, this I'm enjoying because I'm getting knowledge that I have no... even with the comic book and stuff, you all have previous knowledge of this stuff. And I'm enjoying hearing this, though.
I didn't. That's the thing. I didn't have all this previous knowledge.
Well, fine then. Like, I was giving the you one credit, thing but that, Brian has knowledge.
again, I mean, he just might not admit it. The thing that sold me on the first movie, okay, the thing that I decided I have to watch this movie is I went to see one of the Avengers movies, or it was one of them. I don't remember which one it was, but they put this at the beginning of it, and there was this one scene where they're walking down, they're just about, and you see Rocket adjusting his crutch, and I was like, oh my god, you've got this big hero build up walking, you know, they've all walked outside out the sides of the rooms, and they're all walking down this corridor, and you got Rocket adjusting his crutch, and that Gamora was the first movie.
Gamora is yawning.
Yawning.
I think Peter's doing something else. It's the complete anti-hero.
And it's
anti-hero.
A cherry bomb. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the we don't want to be here attitude.
Yeah.
But we're going to be here.
It's like if the three of us did a slow motion walking shot, like that's what it would be like. Oh, we messed it up.
Well, one of us would fall over, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to trip.
We're gonna have to do that now. Next time
the wind is gonna catch Brian's hair and blow it in his face.
I'm gonna like hit a wall.
No, we're gonna have to do that now. We're gonna have to find the perfect location and actually have, you know, slow motion build up, and it's gonna be fun.
That's kind of funny. This makes me think of Horrible Bosses 2 when they're doing the slow motion walk out of the bar, but they're actually just walking at normal speed, and you see somebody walk normal. It's like, what the hell are you guys doing? Oh, great, they caught us doing the slow motion walk. All right, the moment's ruined. We're done.
I can't remember if I've seen all of Horrible Bosses 2.
I haven't seen any of it. I don't know what that is.
I own the first one. Oh, you should. Hey, it's in. I believe it's in the movie queue of mine that I've given you access to.
Okay.
So check out Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses is fun.
It is fun. Jason Bateman, Charlie Day,
and the second one again, like Ghostbusters 2. Not a great movie, but you love those characters,
right? Mm. It's like they're ridiculous. Yeah.
I think that I think the purpose of the second one was to actually give everybody an idea who they were watching, who they were falling in love with, and why they were falling in love with these characters. Because I mean, ultimately,
we'll be back in Guardians now.
Yeah,
okay.
We're always, yeah. He's like, you guys want to? I haven't seen the first right. or the second one, but you love those characters. So
just making sure, guys.
Whatever.
No, but yeah.
You wanted to do this because you've been saying how you wanted to talk to me about the Guardians thing,
right? Well, because like I think that we're all we're all in different places about how we feel, like as far as the level of enjoyment of it. I think we all enjoyed it.
And obviously, when I watched it the first time, much? I was in full costume as well.
You win on that.
He
level.
Wins on that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I got to enjoy it with my baby Groot cup, which is fantastic.
I was wearing a Groot and Rocket T-shirt, but the Groot and Rocket pose. They were doing the Han and Chewie pose.
That's yes, mine. That's what I was wearing.
Yeah,
that's what I was wearing.
That's what he was wearing.
Yeah, it was a, Rocket Solo, and Root Baca, or Groot Baca.
Groot Baca. Well, yeah. Hey, we were in different states when we were wearing it. So
yeah,
that's
fine.
Okay.
It's okay. It's perfectly fine. And it was on different days, so it's
Weeks later.
Weeks, even months, maybe.
Well, see, but I think. Maybe because I'm looking so forward to Infinity War.
Excuse me.
Everything else is just like, oh, come on, let's get to it. Like, when Thor Ragnarok comes out, I'm like, oh, come on, let's get to
it. I am really looking forward to Thor Ragnarok. I mean, just based on the trailer. That's all that I have. I mean,
they sell
us on
those
trailers, Thor movies,
man.
But the Thor Ragnarok just looks like
fun.
Just
the
fun.
The second one sucked.
See, I like the second one. I didn't like the first one.
I need to go back and
watch
the
beginning. Beginning was okay. But the ending just sucked. I mean,
I wasn't a super huge fan of the second. I own it, but I've only watched it once. So I mean, that kind of, and when how much I watch a movie kind of tells me how I feel about.
I've watched Civil War at least 30 times. You know, and the fact that it's now on Netflix, I'll just watch it over and over. And Doctor Strange as well. And you know, it's like
I just watched that last night, and it was still so good.
Civil War, I think, is
I've
the top right
make
now.
A bargain.
Definitely tops.
You know, it's I love Doctor Strange and they honestly the Cumberbatch perfect.
Yeah.
It's just the casting. What Marvel have managed to do is cast incredibly well.
Well, I mean, we're going to have I'm assuming we're going to have Doctor Strange in Ragnarok also.
Should have.
Based on the end credit scene
yes,
where
it
he's
is.
Like
he is going to be in Ragnarok as well as the Infinity War.
What that looks really cool is that he's not in the trailer.
No.
So you know it's going to
save
be
something.
Great. They're going to be so
the
much
closer we
on.
Get to it, they'll probably show a trailer with him. And we're like, but with all
curse
these movies
you.
Now,
well, I mean,
Star Wars and MCU, I'll watch one commercial, and then I'll actively try to not watch because they give too much away.
It's
like, the
just
last
too much.
Spider-Man trailer gave away the whole movie.
I avoided the last Spider-Man trailer the way up until the point to where I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy, and they showed it at the beginning of it. And I was oh, what is this? A new Spider-Man trailer? And then I was like, oh, this is the Spider-Man trailer I've been avoiding for about the past month.
This is the Spider-Man movie,
right?
I just saw it.
So what's the game one though? What was that one where like he's gonna? That was just a mini movie thing, wasn't it? Where he's gotta go get crackers for some.
That's a commercial. That's a commercial.
For what?
It's because it's got what's his name as Happy
DJ Khaled.
He's got him as Happy.
Yeah.
And he asked him to go get something, but I can't remember what it's a commercial for.
That's another person who has played two characters that I just realized the other day. Even though it's no longer canon,
who Favreau?
He was Matt Murdock's partner in Daredevil.
You're right. He was.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Which was very Batman-esque.
Which I've actually heard that the director's cut of that movie isn't as bad as what
I haven't watched
was.
It. I
haven't seen it.
I own it, but I haven't watched it.
You have
Daredevil
the director's
or the director's cut?
Daredevil director's cut.
I've heard that it's actually
watch
better.
It together.
Yeah. I'll bring it when I come in July.
That'd be a good watch.
We'll sit in the
Daredevil
living room.
Daredevil was
on cable
yesterday, the day before, and I watched it again, and I'm like. Okay, I could see how this was him warming up for Batman, unknowingly.
Right.
I still can't bring myself to watch Iron Fist.
I love that!
I haven't seen it.
I can't bring myself to watch it.
You've watched,
not
I mean,
yet.
You watched
like,
Arrow, right?
I didn't watch Luke Cage either.
Hmm? See, I liked it. I really enjoyed Luke Cage.
I never got through Jessica Jones, so I felt like I needed to finish it before I started Luke
Cage. Right. I was struggling with Jessica Jones for a little while.
The only thing that got me through Jessica Jones was struggled. The only thing that got me through that was David Tennant. Yeah,
the doctor.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He's the only thing that got me through that show.
Yeah, I think I've finished, or I've got like half an episode or an episode left. It's like I'm right at the end. I mean, you know, Kilgrave is I think caught now. I can't remember, but
right.
Ultimately, like, you know, I must be at the end of that one. Obviously, Luke Cage has been introduced, but right. I haven't watched the Luke Cage series. But I did really enjoy
it. Better than I thought it was going to be. Like the music, the cinematography, the storytelling. Like I really enjoyed the way that they put that show together.
Well, they're putting the Defenders together, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, Defenders.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, the Defenders should be out. I don't know if it's this year or the beginning of next year.
I feel like it's supposed to be this year, but they might have pushed it back given everything they're doing.
But the weird thing is, the thing that I just realized is the fact that we still haven't gotten Daredevil Season 3. I want some resolution with what happens with Elektra.
Cocoon? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on there.
Well, Punisher Season 1 is going to come first.
God damn.
Yeah, you got to have Punisher.
So we had a year between Season 1 and Season 2 of Daredevil. Was it a year or 2 years?
I think it must have been
almost 2 years.
Okay, no, so now we're having to wait like 2 years between Daredevil seasons? That seems like you're kind of stretching it a little bit for as far as the fans of that go.
Not really. I mean, because Daredevil's going to be in Defenders.
Yep.
I know, but I'm talking about I like the Daredevil standalone.
I understand, but
like non-diluted
hard, though to be that actor because they're not drafting him into the movie versions of anything, and it's like as an actor he's got to work, but you film 10 episodes and then wait for 2 years. Like
I did read something not long ago that I think it was Kevin Feige who's over Marvel.
He's the head of Marvel
Studios.
Stuff.
I think. Yeah. And I'm going to need to research this, so this is not 100% sure, but that he is suddenly now not completely opposed to having those characters.
Please bring Daredevil into Infinity War.
Right, and that's
he's not going to hear. He's not going to be in.
So
there
if
one of y'all
has
Wars.
Access to a computer, I don't have my computer
set
up.
Part
I've been
two
doing
they haven't done
phone.
Yet, so.
That's
but
true.
If you can look up that if that's a real thing,
like there may need to be,
I mean,
you know, like
it,
maybe some of the Earth's Mightiest
completely
Heroes
opposed.
Have gotten right. themselves into trouble, and they need some second stringers to come help out. Like,
right.
I love that.
Right. I would like to see them in the fold. I think they deserve it because I mean,
they
it's
do.
Not
I mean,
like it's not they, like it's a, it's not like the DC stuff where they're like, well, you
no.
have this version of this. No, they are in the
no,
same
this is
universe.
All the same
they
universe.
Mentioned
it's
absolutely.
Canon now. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it is all canon. Everything. All of this is. Part of canon.
And
like,
they refer to the
Shield
movies.
Came from the movies. Oh yeah, they do.
I mean, they're not always you know upfront about it, but
right.
they hint at the events from the movies.
Right.
Yeah. Oh
yeah. They don't.
No,
they don't deny that it exists.
And
I said they don't shy away from it.
And even though he's the biggest of the TV personalities, Marvel wise, I would love to see Coulson back in some of those movies.
Oh yeah.
Well, because as far as this, I not 100%, but as far as the Avengers are concerned, I do believe they still think Coulson's dead.
Be a great reveal! Great reveal!
You know,
yeah, it's
because
it,
no one knows.
Like
talking
like,
about
turn
Coulson.
On the TV, Cap. Come on, you know right? Coulson's been on
well,
TV
hang on,
a few
hang
times.
On. Hang on, because I was going to say, wait a minute, because I think Nick Cage, not Nick,
Nick
Cage,
Cage,
Nick Fury.
Nick Cage. That would be great, Nick Cage.
Wait, isn't that Mortal Kombat?
He's like face off. No, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
You're thinking
yeah.
about Johnny Cage.
What are you going to put
Cage,
me in airport
God,
jail?
Man, it is late. I have got work in the morning.
Oh man, yeah. So
yeah.
we should probably wrap this up.
We can continue talking
for a long time, but we
yeah,
probably
we could
go ahead.
Be
it
Nick
wrap
Cage,
it up.
Well, we should probably
Luke Cage
tease the
or
fact
Nick Fury.
That, yeah. Oh, Nick Fury showed up in Shield, so he knows. Obviously, and Nick Fury knows everything anyway about everybody. So
and there goes Nick Cage.
I'm sure.
Luke.
Wait, Nick Fury was in Shield. I don't remember him ever showing
up. Yeah. Oh yeah. He
I always wanted
Shield.
Him to. Was it like the beginning?
Season one. I think.
By the way, season 4 just dropped on Netflix of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so we can go back and watch the stuff that we think we may have possibly missed.
I know. I
watched them all. I have them all on iTunes.
Yeah, but they just dropped, so I can go back and kind of recap some of the stuff. Because the end of that last season was really good. But
they leveled up.
Yeah, the Ghost Rider.
They leveled up
this
season.
Yeah.
Dude, they,
like when they came back in Hydra. Yeah.
I was skeptical when they first announced Ghost Rider. I'm like, how are they going to do this? But they did it.
So good.
I was thinking that they were going to find a way to bring back, and I can't remember his name. Paul.
Storm?
Help
Blaze?
Me. Nope.
Johnny
the
Blaze?
Guy. He was the first couple seasons. He was the one, the double agent.
Ward.
I was thinking that with the device that they used to bring Ada from I'm still not convinced that didn't happen, because just because we didn't see it happen yet doesn't mean that he didn't get out, you know, if he was. But it would be a neat way to see him come back into the fold.
I
kind of
feel like I'm done with that character. It was good to see him good again on the other side.
Right. And the thing that was good about the end of that, if you go back and watch it, there is a scene where they're panning past the computers and they're talking about Bill Paxton's character shortly after he passed away.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of neat. I was like, oh, that's a neat nod.
He's up on the screen, I think, isn't he?
Yep, he is.
And he's up on the screen. In Hydra. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
So, we've had a good round out conversation this evening.
Well, we finally got to talk about Guardians, which I was excited about.
Right.
Oh, another thing is that we're now putting together a femme Star-Lord for Sonya.
Nice.
And a femme Captain America. So
very cool.
So that's going to be fun. We've already sort of started to sort of collect bits and find things online, so
and picked up the Chinese food.
That's funny. You say, we're making a femme Captain America. Do you think Chinese food?
No, the reason I said it, because you're talking about...
That's a political statement right there, if I ever heard one.
No, it has nothing to do... No, but the reason I'm getting ready to tell you the path to that is because you're talking about the cosplaying and stuff like that. While I'm picking up Chinese food, they're like... one of the girls that works there was like, "You look like Rick Grimes." And I'm like, God damn it!
See, I was gonna say it during the Guardians bit, but I feel a lot of us, and especially me, give Rooker the actor more like, not so much Yondu, but hey, it's Rooker. Oh, Rooker died.
Right,
right,
because he's starting to turn into Sean Bean.
Yeah,
he can't survive a role.
He's not making it through his roles.
Yeah, but well,
he made it for the first one.
Well, he did
ever
make
since Cliffhanger.
Saying,
he's not making it.
But I really do think his death was very well done. It was it was just
emotional.
It really hit. I really drove it home, and I mean I want to see the movie again, because the problem with a movie like that is I see it and there's so much going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
and
this is
ideal. This is where really what we need to do is get together and we do that whole riff thing where we basically, like, we've all seen the movie, so now we want to discuss the movie while the movie's on.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And we do that sort of Mystery Science Theater thing. But in our own way. It's not us trying to be funny about stuff.
Right.
It's it's almost commentary. Like a commentary.
Well, it's an audio commentary track.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we should do that where we can actually.
Had nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, and just see who wants to come along.
Yeah.
And if they want to watch the movie, like, say, be like, okay, if you want to watch the movie, hit start
press
now.
Play. Yeah. Right. And we do a commentary over the movie.
Right.
Dude, like that would work so cool.
Yeah. There's something, I'm just going to pull it and just bring this up, and I was going to message you all about it, but I forgot. That Superpower Beatdown, I don't know if you have ever seen that, the Bat in the Sun Studios, the ones that did the Darth Vader versus Batman that we were talking about.
Right.
So their latest one that they did about a week ago was Boba Fett versus Star-Lord.
Ooh.
And it's not bad.
I'll have to watch it.
Goes away, and I'll post it. Actually, I'll post it over to the page. If I can find it edited where they cut it, because they do like an episode where they come in and they interview people in this comic shop and they kind of get other people's take and stuff. I just want the meta. I want the fan film.
Sure.
If I can find that edited, apparently they're also supposed to release an alternate ending because it goes the way that you don't think it's good. Well, actually,
all right. So actually, don't say anything further, because this might be a good time to put it to the listeners, because I think next episode we should do our next character debate, and I don't know. Do you want to do Boba Fett versus Star-Lord, or? Do you maybe want to put it to the fans and say, "Hey guys, who do you want to see up against each other?"
Fans, but,
I think that would be neat.
I think that would be a cool idea. Let's give it to the fans. Let's have them decide who we epic rap battle. You know?
Yeah, because I feel
who the winner. Like you decide.
I mean,
Dr. Claw versus Boba Fett.
I'll get you next time, Boba.
He's no good to me, dead.
Oh, that was bad. I'm trying. My voice is jacked today. I was thinking about doing some voices earlier while we were talking, and I was like, I
I can't pull it off right now.
What if Dr. Claw doesn't survive?
I was going to go for an Optimus Prime, and I couldn't. I can't get it.
He's worth nothing to me.
I'll get you next time, Boba Fett.
Damn.
Next time.
That's really good.
That's actually bravo.
That's really good. I think you should do every podcast just in that voice.
Right. I will do like 2 seconds of podcast.
Right now,
the podcast will be 4 minutes long. You'll be out in the first like 30 seconds.
Right. What happened? He ripped all of his vocal cords.
Just blood everywhere.
Everywhere.
The only one I can pull off right now would be Stitch.
So, okay, guys.
That's about it.
So, for the listeners, we're putting it to you. Next episode is going to be character debate number 2. Currently, we have on deck Star-Lord versus Boba Fett. But if you want to see different characters in the hot seat, you let us know. You put it in the comments field, tweet us, comment on Facebook, whatever you got to do. Otherwise, looks like these two characters are going at it, and I think I know who's repping who.
Yeah. We already know he's going to go there.
All right. I'll take Boba Fett.
That's fine. I've got Star-Lord.
I've got Gargamel.
Yes. Gargamel.
God,
Gargamel versus Claw.
I used to be able to do his voice, and I can't. I can't even pull it out of my head right now. Oh, well.
Pull it out of somewhere.
Whoa.
Oh, hey.
You can't just pull that out anywhere.
Give me a second while I whip this out. So, right, guys.
Nobody wants that.
With that, we're going to come to a close of yet another session of the Three Geek Senates. The Senate floor is now closed. For more geek nerdery, make sure you search for Three Geek Senate on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
Or you can follow us on social media. Simply follow at 3 Geek Senate. That's the number, 3 Geek Senate, whether it's your Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
And we need you to go to iTunes and please subscribe. It's free. We need you to give us a review, 5 stars if you could, and share with your friends and let us know what you think.
My name is Brian J. Cano.
And I am Paul Bradford.
And I'm Robert Buxar.
And we will see you next time on the Senate floor. Good night, everybody.